One discovery place, and today we'll be talking to two very interesting people, to John, and we will speak to John, who is of course the CIO of Discovery, John Robertson. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, Kai.
Thank you very much for coming to join us down here in this very exciting new building, in this lovely atrium. It is very nice. Where's your office, John?
Second floor, that side.
So if you need to find John, go knock on his door and bother him, that's where he is.
Absolutely. Anyone can talk to me anytime.
All right. You heard it from John. All right? Just don't bother him with trivial nonsense either. He'll make sure there's another door that you go into where you don't come back. All right. So, John, I wanted to talk to you about some of the things to do with the 2018 ambition for Discovery. What are your views around the 2018 ambition?
Well, I think the ambition itself is very, very inspiring. And I think that... The whole call to action for people to be a force for social good resonates incredibly well with all of our people. So that in that context, I think it really is an unbelievable ambition. And it really, for me, defines, if you put the ambition together with our core purpose and our values, you combine those, that actually informs people as to why they come to work every day. Because if they know by coming to work every day they are actually making people healthier, they are actually contributing to being a force for social good, it really makes your day a really, really pleasant and awesome experience.
Well, last week we had all the CEOs in here talking about the various business units and what their core values are across the whole group and how they implement them. I mean, how do you feel that the core purpose and ambition link to individual staff members? I mean, you know, there are people on every level here listening to us. How do you think they can adopt these things in their own lives?
Well, I think a big part of their lives is spent in this building and working in Discovery. So to my mind, and I try and reinforce this with all of my teams, whether it's in strategic meetings or just in management meetings, that in fact everything they do on a day-to-day basis is making people healthier and is being a force for social good. So by way of example, if I think of the mobile teams, the teams that develop all of our mobile applications, just take them as an example. So all of the applications that they deliver for all of our members and all of our policyholders, which allow those people to track their fitness, to experience their vitality rewards, to get their active rewards, and so on.
I'm getting mine now.
Yeah, there you are. Good for you.
I like the fingerprint thing, by the way, whoever's responsible for that. If there's a team of people here listening to us right now, you might be in your offices busy working away. I like this. It's a great app. But you were saying, they're an example?
So they're actually instrumental in allowing our policyholders and members to get healthy. So they're giving them the facility and the tools to do that. And they are a force for social good because that combination of all of our products and getting rewards, whether they're gym rewards or active rewards, they're contributing and they're instrumental actually in getting in meeting the ambition and our core purpose.
All right. So how is Discovery's approach to CSI, which is a big thing in businesses in South Africa, how is your approach different, do you think?
Well, if I can speak about why the division that I'm responsible for can make a difference, the big difference is that we harness the all of our suppliers, or a lot of our suppliers. So because a lot of our suppliers are technology companies, a lot of them are builders, maintenance people, repair people, handymen, that sort of thing. So what we do is we combine our activities with them so that they also get CSI points, and we combine those activities with all of the projects that we run.
So actually, they then feel part of the bigger scheme of things, and they get to help in ways that if they were doing it on their own in their own little business might not be as extensive, as thorough.
Exactly. So we get that kind of a multiplier effect by harnessing all of our own people and harnessing these suppliers of ours. So by way of example, with Refuelway, we built a baby house, a house for babies, and we also built an aftercare house way out towards way out at Refuelway.
Mm-hmm.
So that combination of activities is very, very valuable.
All right. Well, just one last thing. What would you say to all of these people here? There are people gathered all over the building. There are people who are listening in their offices right now. And many people are going to be coming down to join us for the next couple of minutes. What would you say to them is the important message that you'd like to carry over for volunteering your time? I mean, you've probably had personal experience of this, something very rewarding to it that you might want to reflect on.
I think what I've experienced with my teams is it's often a very humbling experience. So, for example, we do a lot of work with Meals for Wheels,
mm-hmm.
Wheels for Meals, rather. And we take food into communities. We do like a Christmas in July and so on. And to be able to see and experience what people are experiencing out there in our country is very, very humbling. It's very rewarding to be able to contribute a little bit to that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It also does show people that their work in discovery is really, really important and that their job is important. And I think it does make people value their job as well when they see the conditions that other people are exposed to as well.
Thank you very much, John. John Robertson, everybody, give him a round of applause. Thank you, John, for giving us a little bit of time today to explain what you're up to.